Here is a fact that stops most people cold. A study of 202 practitioners found that even among people who strongly support consent, the depth of negotiation they actually do varies significantly depending on relationship context. That gap between values and practice is exactly where harm enters. Rain defines consent as a mutual agreement that must be clear, voluntary, and communicated without pressure, manipulation, or fear. That definition sounds simple. It is not. In a joy dynamic, where one person gives instructions and another follows them, the entire erotic charge comes from the illusion of control. And that illusion, Tony, is precisely what makes proactive communication non-negotiable before anything begins. Think of it like a stage magician and a volunteer. The audience sees something that looks spontaneous and surprising. Backstage, every moment was agreed upon in advance. Jaoy works the same way. The instruction giver appears to hold authority. The receiver appears to comply. But the real power in the room belongs to whoever holds the safe word. Now, the key idea here is what researchers call the fantasy-reality gap. Role-played resistance is ethically different from actual resistance, but only when participants have explicitly agreed beforehand on what is fictional and what always means stop. You cannot negotiate that distinction in the middle of a scene. Silence, freezing, or pulling away cannot be treated as agreement. Arousal, physical response, or apparent willingness to continue does not override a safe word or a clear withdrawal of consent. The gap between fantasy and reality must be mapped before you cross into it. That means negotiation has to happen while everyone is sober and outside the role-play environment. Research on BDSM consent communication confirms this. Consent is negotiated before an encounter, communicated during it, and discussed again afterward. The same research notes that participants generally viewed intoxication during consent communication as unacceptable. So what does a thorough pre-scene conversation actually cover? According to the National Coalition for Sexual Freedom, it should address who participates, what activities are included, where touch is permitted, relevant health or safety concerns, why each person wants the activity, and how it can be stopped. For example, a complete negotiation names specific acts and their intensity, establishes safe words, identifies triggers, and sets privacy boundaries, including whether the interaction is private, observed, or recorded. Consent to one instruction or role does not automatically extend to anything else. That is not a technicality. That is the architecture of safety. The traffic light safe word system is one of the most widely used tools in kink spaces. Red means stop immediately. Yellow means slow down or pause. Green signals continuation. But here is a lesser known practical point, Tony. A verbal safe word is not always enough. When speech is unavailable, due to the nature of the scene, participants should agree in advance on a physical safe signal, like dropping an object or tapping a specific number of times. That signal must be recognized and honored immediately. Remember, a participant's apparent willingness to continue does not override a safe signal or signs that someone can no longer participate freely. Long-term relationships carry a specific risk here. Research shows that partners in established relationships often shift toward shorthand consent communication over time. Relationship duration does not prove present consent. Every scene is its own agreement. And one more legal point worth naming. The legal meaning of consent varies by jurisdiction. A private agreement between adults does not automatically make every act lawful. Participants should not assume otherwise. The takeaway from all of this is precise and worth holding on to, Tony. JOI is a consensual power exchange dynamic. The illusion of control is the product, but the product only works, ethically and safely, when it is built on a foundation of pre-negotiated reality and explicit permission. Consent must be clear before the scene, communicated during it through verbal or non-verbal signals, and revisited in aftercare afterward. Aftercare means agreed emotional and physical support following a scene, and it may include checking in the next day. Fantasy and reality are not opposites in this space. They are partners, and the only thing that keeps them from colliding is the conversation you have before the scene begins. A clear, positive yes is always safer than relying on the absence of a no. That principle is not a limit on the experience. It is what makes the experience possible.